Okay, Einis Chalalis. Before we get into the Pulpula, let's just remember where we have a kasha in the Gemara that requires us to go into a big pilpul on the sugya. The kasha in the Gemara is the following. Rav explained Beis Shammai Shita that Beis Shammai holds Einis Chalalis. And Rav explained that that's the reason by Nasa Meis, Nasa Chai, whichever case, that's the underlying reason of Shitas Beis Shammai, is that Einis Chalalis. The kasha is, what does Beis Hillel hold? To say that Beis Hillel holds Isser Chalalis, and that's the machlokes, it would fit well into the Gemara, to say that Beis Shammai holds Einis Chalalis, and Beis Hillel holds Isser Chalalis. But the Tosis Yerushalmi says that you can't do that. Because all over Shas, we have a machlokes in Isser Chalalis. Vein Svara Leimer, the Nifla Kulu Amayroi, Darmina Nein Isser Chalalis, Abbe Silo. There's not a mistaver that all the sugyas that say Isser Chalalis are not going to Abbe Silo, that's the Yevshir. So therefore, we're forced to come up with a mahalach in Beis Hillel to explain the Mapligi Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So to come to that, we started to talk about the lomdis of Einis Chalalis and the Hakira of at least four G'dayli Achrayim, the Prima Gadim and Reb Chaim Eiser in Tshuva Gimel, and the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Tshuva Mem Dalet, and Rabbi Chanan here in the Kovetz Ha'aris in Melamed Ois Zayin. All these four clear the same Shaila. The Shaila is, when we say Ein Isser Chalal Isser, what's Taich? What does it mean that Isser number two can't be Chalal Isser number one? Does it mean that the second Isser is Bechlal, not Chal, the second Isser is gone, that the second Isser doesn't fall? That's one way to learn Ein Isser Chalal Isser. That the second Isser is not Chal at all, it's as if it doesn't exist. It's meaningless. Or is Pshat Ein Isser Chalal Isser, that the second Isser is Chal, but there's no Einish on the second Isser. Ein Isser Chalal Isser is Din and Einshim. Now we don't punish for the second Isser if it's a case of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. This is the Chakira that they all clear. The easiest Nafkamina is the one of the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim's Nafkamina, which I mentioned to you yesterday, is in a case where a person made a Shvua that he's not going to eat the Bas and the Vela. That's a case of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Because he's Mushbavayim Mar Sinai not eat Nevela, there's already an Isser Nevela, and the second Isser can't be Chal on the first. It's Ein Isser Chal on Isser. The Prima Gadim was done in a case where a person is a Chayla, and he's going to eat Nevela, because he's a Chayla Shesh Besakon, he's allowed to eat Nevela. Should he be Matan Eder? The Isser Shvua. This, he's a chayav shesh b'sakon. The Isser Nevela, he can't do anything about it. He's going to have to eat Nevela. He's a chayav shesh b'sakon. He only has basa Nevela. He's going to have to eat it. There's nothing he could do. But the Isser Shvua, he could take off. He could be Matan Neder. If he would have known that it's Kamli De Sakana, he would have never asked it. So he could be Matan Neder. Assuming he has enough time, of course, if he'll come Lidei Sakana by being Matan Neder, that's not going to work, but let's say he has enough time to be Matan Neder, should he be Matan Neder before he eats this Bas and Nevela? There's no Isser Kailas and Maisif on Shvua. What? I don't think it's Tali, because the Isser Shvua is not Maisif any more Isurim that I could think of on this Nevela. And it's certainly not kailal any more people. So it's not kailal any more things that become us around it. So it's not kailal, it's not maisif. So it's a regular case of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And and the Prima Gadim clears the shayla. The Prima Gadim Lamaisa says that you have to be matan neder. He holds the Isser as chal. It's not like a shach. The shach in the Yeridei Resh Chavches says fakert. So we have here a machlaikis in this nafkamina. The Beis Halevi has a very similar nafkamina. The Beis Halevi shayla is, if you have a chelish yesh beis akana, and he has a choice, he has to eat Isser. He can either eat an Isser that's one Aveira, or a different Isser, which is an Aveira that has a case of Ein Issachal Isser. In other words, example, this Chalash Yesh Mesakana has to eat meat. He has a piece of treifa meat, treifa meaning it's a shechted animal, but it had a hole in the lung. He has basa treifa. And next to it, he has basa nevela. Nevela treifa, the same Aveira. But on the nevela, he also made a shvua. Well, let's say he can't be mounted in that, for whatever reason. Should he better eat? We always say, a chayish risakana has to eat the mokula dika iser. Do we tell him, well, you have to eat the mokula dika iser, eat the treifa. So that's one aveira. Mashenkin and nevela meat has two aveiras, nevela and shvua. Do we say he has to eat that one first? Because the other one has two isurim. Or do we say, no, ein issachal iser. So both of them are only one aveir. That's the Beis HaLevi's shayla, in, again, Chelek Aleph, Tshuvah Mem Dalet. That's the nidain that he has. The Prima Gadim and the Beis HaLevi both say that the Isser is chal. Prima Gadim and Beis HaLevi say the Isser is chal, they both bring the same raya from a Gemara Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, Yevamis. The Gemara later, on Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, says that if someone married a woman that was a double erva to him, it was both, let's say, Achais Ishtai and Eshes Achiv, two Isurim, two ervas on the same lady, and he married her, Ein Issachal Iser, he's Eivan one. But when it comes time to bury him, he's buried Bein Rishon Gimurim. Rishon Gimurim is a place in the Beis HaKfaris where people who are over many Isurim are buried. I say, I'm stressed that today we don't take people who died and somehow figure out how many Averis, you know, we go to the Yosef and Almana before we bury him, we ask him how many Averis he did. You know, we don't measure people by their daily Averis. We're talking about someone who lived the life of Avera. He lived married such a woman. Someone who lived a steady life of an Aveira doesn't get buried with regular firm people. So the Gemara says, somebody who married a woman that's a double Erva, he doesn't get married buried with women, with people that were over an Aveira, they buried a woman who's a single Erva. Because a double Aveira is Rasham Gemurah. It's a bigger Rasha. So Zokta Prima Gadim and the Beis HaLevi, we see from that Gemara that even when Ein Issachal Al Isser, but it's called Yoiva to Averis. So that's a raya that when we say Ein Issachal Al Isser, it's an Avera. Both Averis are there. Eshesach and Afezish is both. For Einshim, we only count it as one. But if he's a Rasha, he's a Rasha. He's a Rasha Gomer. He's ever a double Avera. So this is the raya, the main raya of both the Prima Gadim and the Beis HaLevi. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Aris, Simen Lamed, again, mainly Oizayin and Ches, he nemzod fakert. He nemzod that the Isser is not chal. That Ein Isser chal Isser means the Isser is not chal. And he brings a very geshmak araya from the Nekuda Nefla of the Rambam. I'll explain what that is. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in the Masechtas Krisos has something that the Rambam himself calls Nekuda Nefla. An amazing point. And the Rambam is done the following shayla. Somebody took basa nevela and cooked it with milk. The shaila is, if he has basan nevela that was cooked with milk, is that osa bahanoa? Osa bahachila, nothing to talk about. Nevela is osa bahachila. But nevela, you're allowed to sell to a guy. You're allowed to have hanoa from nevela. The shaila is, he cooked nevela in milk. Now, besides this, the nevela is in issa basa bachalav. So the Rambam is done whether that basa bachalav, that nevela cooked in milk, is muta bahanoa or not. So the Rambam is mechadesh. Pashtus, it should be. Pashtus, it's a iser. Call it an Issa Maisif or an Issa Chamor, Machlaik is what name to give it. But Pashtus, yes. Nevela is Mutta Bahanah, Bas Bacholov is also Bahanah. So Pashtus, the Issa Basa Bacholov, should be Chal. And then it says, Taisus holds that way beferish. Taisus in Yilchul and Avkuf Aleph just says Pashit. Taisus says that Bas Bacholov is an Issa Chamor, because it's also Bahanah too. So it's Chal and Issa Nevela. The Rambam, however, says the Nekudah Neflah. What says the Nekudah Neflah? He says that since the Isser of eating Basa B'chalav and the Isser of Hanaf and Basa B'chalav come from the same Lashon Hakra, they both come from the Lashon Loisav Ashel Gedi B'chalei V'imai. It says it three times. But the Lashon Loisav Ashel Gedi B'chalei V'imai is the same Lashon for Achila and the same Lashon for Hanaf. Therefore, that toli zeh v'zeh. If the iser achila of basa b'chalav can't be chal, then the iser hanah of basa b'chalav can't be chal either. You ask me, why should it be that way? We could talk about it. But it's not negeh for us today. Today we're talking about ein iser chal l'iser. The Rambam says, this nekuda neflah on the way we darshim sukkim. That if two psukim are the same lashon, that toli zeh v'zeh. That when the Isra Achila Basa B'chalav is in Chal, Isra Hanoa Basa B'chalav is also in Chal. And therefore, since the Isra Achila Basa B'chalav can't be Chal on Nevela, because ain't Isra Chal on Isra, Nevela is also Achila, Basa B'chalav is the same Isra Achila. Basa B'chalav can't be Chal on Nevela. Memela, the Isra Hanoa Basa B'chalav also can't be Chal. Because once the Issa Achila is not Chal, the Issa Hanah is not Chal. And that's his Nekuda Neflah. That Achila v'Hanah are totally Zeh v'Zeh, and it's not Chal. Can you follow? You learn Basa B'Cholav, in Simon Pei Zayin, right near the beginning, in Sif Gimel, the on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Dogma Rava brings this Rambam Shita. We rather don't paskin like the Rambam. But the Rambam holds that the Issa Hanah is not Chal. Now, comes along the Prima God, the Rabbi Chanan. And Rabbi Chanan says, 1 minute. Why isn't the Isser Achila Basa B'chalav Chal? Because Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. But the Prima God is saying that the Isser is Chal, just not the Einish. According to Prima God, the Isser Basa B'chalav is Chal, just not the Einish. We see from this Rambam, not like the Prima Gadim. We see from this Rambam that the Isser Basa B'chalav, the Isser Achilas Basa B'chalav is Nachal and Isser Achilas Nevela. Since it's Nachal B'chalav, so we have a rule that Ein Isser Chal Alissa means the Isser is not Chal at all. This is Rabbi Chanan's main Raya. He actually has three Rayas, but this is his main Raya that Ein Isser Chal Alissa means the Isser is Nachal. Because we see the Isser Achila Basa B'chalav is not Chal, Memela this Hanah is also not Chal. So it turns out Rabbi Chanan is arguing with the Prima Gadim, you know, with the Beis HaLevi. As I mentioned yesterday, the Prima Gadim is a Kadmoin. It would be hard for Rabbi Chanan to argue with the Prima Gadim, except that the Prima Gadim is masking that the Shach says not like him. So really, it's the Shach and Rabbi Chanan's explanation of the Shach against the Prima Gadim, the Beis HaLevi. Whether by Ein Issa Chal Al Isser, the Isser is Chal at all. What? So Rabbi Chanan is saying this is not Chal. That we see from this Rambam the Isser is not Chal. Now, of course, we're going to have to say, how does Rabbi Chanan answer Prima Gadam's Raya? Has a Prima Gadam answer Rabbi Chanan's Raya? Rabbi Chanan has a Raya from this Rambam. Prima Gadam had a Raya from burying Rishon Gemurah that the Issa is Chal. So what we need to do is to know how each one answers the other one's Raya. But as of now, we have two Shittas. Prima Gadam Beis Halevi hold Ein Issa Chal Issa means the Ein Issa is Chal, the Issa is Chal. And Rabbi Chanan, and presumably the Shach, hold that nothing's Chal. Now, how is the Prima Gadim going to answer Rabbi Chanan's Raya from the Rambam? So this morning, I went to look up the Rambam's Nekudah Neflah, and I bumped into a different Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is Psicha to Hilchis Basa B'Chalav. In his introduction to Hilchis Basa B'Chalav, the Prima Gadim brings the Rambam. And you're not going to believe it. You know what he says? He brings the Rambam. And he says about the Rambam that the Rambam is Shver from Yevamis Daflamid Beis, where it says the Inyan of Nikvarim Be Risham Gemurim. So he says, we see by Enes Echal Lissed, it is Rishal. So he says, the Rambam is Shver from Yevamis, and we don't pass night, can't we pass night places? That means the Prima Gadim is Maskim to Rabbi Chanan's Raya from the Rambam. Now, the Prima Gadim is saying Beferish, Rabbi Chanan's Raya from the Rambam is correct. The Rambam Taka holds that way. Because he's saying that the Rambam holds that the Issa is not Chal at all. The Prima Gadim is saying that's not La Halacha. The Rambam Taka holds that way. It's not La Halacha. And the Meila, the Prima Gadim is talking Ladina. So, what? He says the Rambam, no, not the Rambam holds not Lahalacha. Prima Gadim writes that the Rambam holds of the Nekudah Neflah, and Prima Gadim writes it's not like the Gemara in Yevamis Daf Lamed Beis, which says that by Enes Chal Lissed Yisr Ischal. So instead of saying Svaris how you would answer the Raya, Prima Gadim himself is saying that's a good Raya from the Rambam, but it's not Ladina. We know other Rishonim argue with the Rambam, and they argue in this Nekudah. So it comes out that you don't have to work hard to answer the Rabbi Chanan's Raya, because the Prima Gadim himself says it's a good Raya, but we don't pass it that way. The only catch is that the Beis HaLevi doesn't bring this Rambam, he brings a different Rambam. And he says the Rambam also holds that the Issur is Chal. He brings the Geshmak of Rambam. The Rambam says that if someone makes a Shvua, not to shake a Lulav, it's a Shvua Shav. So you have to shake a Lulav. That's in Perakei of Hilchus Shvuas, Halacha Tezayin. Also in Perakei Hilchus Shvuas, the Rambam says, if you make a Shvua not to eat Nevela, it's not a Shvua Shav. Not a Shvua Shav. What's going on? If you make a Shvua regarding a Lulav, to take a Lulav or not take a Lulav, Shvua Shav, you have to take a Lulav anyway, it's a wasted Shvua. If you make a Shvua not to eat Nevela, the Rambam says, it's not a Shvua Shav. Why not? What?
No, in
any way, it's a wasted shvua. The shvua doesn't do anything.
If I will, I have to shake it.
Yeah.
So if I make it, you're saying you're wasting shvua because you have to shake it.
But we're not talking about shvua sheker now. We're talking about shvua shav, a wasted shvua, a meaningless shvua. So by the esrig, he says a meaningless shvua. By the avera, by isurim, he says not meaningless. Why isn't that meaningless? It's also meaningless. You have to not eat the nevela anyway.
Is that true, you said?
Again, we're not talking about shvua sheker. We're talking about shvua shav.
You said we're wasting the shvua because either you have to do it, you have to do it, and I'm not the shvua shav.
Right.
It's like over here, nechanavish, you're not. I think it was shvua sheker, but I'm not letting in the nevela.
Right.
So I went ahead of myself, I'm not cleaning the table.
Isn't that a waste of shua? If I swear this is wood, I think it's wood. If I swear this is wood, so it's a shua shav. It's a waste of shua, of course it's wood. If I swear I'm not eating the veila, shua shav, of course it's not. Of course you're not eating the veila. And the Beis Halevi says, because the Isser is chal on the Isser. Not for Einshim, but you did create a new Isser. By Isurim, the Isser is chal. So the Beis Halevi is saying that the Rambam agrees. What? On this Nevela, right. So that later, if you have to, Chaylov has to eat either this Nevela or if he's a treif or whatever, we need to treif. Now, Eshayia, we have this Beis Halevi doesn't stim perfectly with the Prima Gadim in Shitas HaRambam. But that doesn't take away. The Psak of the Beis Halevi, the Plas of Prima Gadim, is that Einis Sechal Lisser is only a din in Einshim, it's not a din in Isurim. The Psak of Rabbi Chanan is that the Isser is not Chal. We have to answer, Rabbi Chanan has to answer the Gemara of Nikvarim Bein Rishon Giburim. And Rabbi Chanan does answer it. It sounds like a bit of a daichik. Rabbi Chanan answers it by saying, "By Einis al Chal Lisser, the Einish is not Chal, the Isser is not Chal." But what he calls the Sibas HaIsser is Chal. The Mitzias of the Isser is there. It's not a bigger Aveira. But Mitzias, the Aveira is there. So Mameh is a Rosh Hagavah. Hard to understand. I can try to explain it. Rabbi Chanan brings raya that there's such an idea. He says a katan who doesn't have aveira, it's not aveira, but it's a maisa aveira. So he, okay, I don't want, because of the lateness of the hour, I don't want, I think I have a way to explain Rabbi Chanan, but it's not so important for the moment. Lamaisa, we have two mahalchim. We have the Mahalach on the one hand of the Prima Gadim and the Beis Halevi who say that the Isser is Chal, and on the other hand, the Mahalach of Rabbi Chanan who says the Isser is not Chal. Coming back to our Gemara to Beis Shammai. Rav Chaim Eizer says that we can learn the Sugya. I'll tell you what he says and I'll explain why he says it. He says that Beis Shammai says Ein Issachal al Isser definitely holds, like Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach, that the Isser is Bechlal not Chal. There's no Isser at all. Beis Shammai says Ein Issachal al Isser, the Isser is not here at all, period. It doesn't exist. We said, why does Beis Hillel argue? And what Nekuda does Beis Hillel argue Beis Shammai? The answer is, Beis Hillel holds that Ein Issachal al Isser, like the Prima Gadim and Beis Halevi explain, that there is an Isser, but there's no Einish. So that these two tzadim are goof for the Machlokes Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai holds the Isser is not Bechlal, not here, and Beis Hillel holds the Isser is here, not the Einish. My nafka mina. What's the Machlokes in the Gemara? If the Tzara is Aser, the Tzara of the Erva. Beis Hillel says that Tzara is Aser. Beis Shammai says that Tzara is Mutter. Zot Reb Chaim Eizer, very geschmack. What's the difference? Is the Tzara of this Erva Aser or not? There's nothing to do with Einshin. Beis Shammai says there's no Erva here at all. There's no Issa Erva. If your brother-in-law also marries your wife's sister, your brother marries your wife's sister, your brother marries your daughter. Ein Issachal is the second this is Nachal, there's no din of Tzarasar. Beis Shammai holds that way because they hold this is Nachal at all. There's zero Isser. There's zero Isser. It can't answer the Tzara. So Beis Shammai holds, like the Mahalach of Rabbi Chanan, that Ein Issachal al Issa means there's no Isser at all. Zero Isser. If there's zero Isser, so there's no Patur Tzara. There's no Isser. It can't Patur Tzara. That's why Beis Shammai holds that the Erva doesn't pop in the Tzara. We wanted to know, in what way does Beis Hillel argue? The answer is, Beis Hillel holds the Isser is Chal. The Einish, the second Einish is not Chal, but the Isser is Chal. Since the Isser is Chal, ikapatur tzara, it's a tzara serva. This erva is chal. Once this erva is chal, ikapatur tzara. So memela, it's very geschmack that they argue in this machlok is gufa. Beis Hillel holds like the mahalach of the Prima Gadol Beis Halevi, and Beis Shammai will hold like Rabbi Chanan's mahalach. Rabbi Chanan's not going to be happy with that because he wants the shtim with Beis Hillel, of course. But Lididan, we have a nice geshmaka hasber in this in the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We gave one more thing. First of all, it fits into the lashon of Taisis Yishanim. If you look at the first Taisis Yishanim and how he explains the machlokes, it fits well. But more importantly, Taisis Deloy Asi. Let's see, Taisis Deloy Asi Yisra Chaisisha V'chayla Yisra Eshesach. What did Taisis say? That if my brother's wife, my brother marries somebody, and then I marry the sister of his wife. Loy Asi, look at the Taisis. Loy Asi Yisra Chaisisha V'chayla Yisra Eshesach. Okay, my brother married Rachel. Right now it could be me having her. I went and married Leah, Rachel's sister. The second Isser, the Isser of Achay Sishta, is not Chal on the Isser of Eshesach. For Taisis and Taiber, Kivin the Isser Achay Sishta Lechayel, to see Avim Erva Gufa. Why can't I do Yibam to her? My brother married Rachel. I could do Yibam. I went and married Leah. The Isser of my wife's sister is not Chal, and it's a Chal Isser. So for Taisis, so why can't I be me Avim Rachel? Rachel now is only my brother's wife. Brother's wife, you can do Yibam. Yeshleimer is Rechaisisha Miklatoli Vekoi. The second Isser is hanging. Ipoke Isser Eshesaf, Asi Bechayel. And if the Isser of brother-in-law falls off because it's my brother's wife, he dies, then the other Isser will be Chal. The Mela, I can't be Miyab. On the side, the Mesiras Hashas, you see on the right side of the page. He says, Taisis Kasha and Taisis Teretz is a Gemara. Umitzvah Liyashiv, what's Shver? Taisis Yes, a Gemara's Kasha, says a Gemara's Teretz, a Daf Lamed Beis. It's a Kliya. The Masha is the same Kasha. Masha says, this Taisis, he has a good Kasha, says a good Teretz, but side of Kasha, side of Teretz is a Gemara later. What's Taisis doing here? He asks Taisis Gemara's Kasha, saying Gemara's Teretz. And for Darach Lamer, it's Taka a Gemara later. But that Gemara is going like Beis Hillel. That Gemara is a Gemara like Beis Hillel, who holds that the Isser Achaisisha is Chal. Not the Einish, but the Isser is Chal. What about like Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says Einish is Chal, Isser is not Chal. Taisis here is being Mechadish, that like Beis Shammai, the Isser is still Mitzvah Tali V'Koy. Even though Beis Shammai says Ein Yisachal Lissa, this is Bechlal not Chal, but it's Mitzvah Tali V'Koy. The way we're understanding Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Taisis is not the same as the Gemara. Yet the Gemara is saying it like Beis Hillel. Taisis is Mechadish that even like Beis Shammai, who hold Ein Yisachal Lissa Bechlal, the second Isser is not Chal.
So.
So it's very geschmack. You want to know Pshat the Marsha? The Gemara's Teretz is the same as Taisa's Teretz. Not the way we're explaining Taisus. We're trying to answer Taisus and Marshall's Kasha. We're not far what we're saying. We would say Bishah, we wouldn't say that two mahalachim, right? It says one mahalach and yisachal sir. And the same mahalach here is this Taisus. You're right, according to what we're saying, it's not the same as the Gemara, because for Rishon and Gemara, be a nafkamina. That's only after you make this chilek that Rechaim is saying.
According to Beis
Hillel, why do I need mitlatoli v'kai? Why do I need mitlatoli v'kai? The Isser itself, the Gabi Tzara, I taka don't need mitlatoli v'kai. The Gabi Tzara, why do I need mitlatoli v'kai? You're right, it needs some explanation. So the way I'm explaining it simply that the Isser exists, so Mamela Pat is a Tzara. So why on the days do I need the Platoli Bakai? You're right. You're right. I'm not explaining that. What? Tezgam Bisham. The question is about the Gemara on the days. Why does the Gemara need Mitla Toli Vekai? Unless Mitla Toli Vekai means that. It means that the Isser is there. Unless that's good for what the Gemara means. That's right. That's why Tezgam doesn't say that's the end of Gemara. It's two different Gemara. Well, Tezgam seems to say that it's a difference. This Gemara. Okay. I'm not holding a lot of days. You tell me the Gemara Lamed Beis is shver on the people of God. That's really what you're saying. If you're like that Gemara in the stomach, it'll fit. Let me ask you a question. Let's say my brother marries my brother marries my daughter. Okay, my brother gives me the good news, he's marrying my daughter. I don't have a brother, so I can imagine it, you know. My brother comes in, he says, you know, I want to marry your daughter. Fine. Make a chasna. So he's mechabed me to be Mesadik Kedusha. Very nice. I'll say, no, I'm Mesadik Kedusha. Just wants to give me one of the Sheva Brachas. Very nice. Can I do it? By me, it's my daughter. The Isser of Eishes Achiv is not going to be chal. He's marrying my daughter. It's my daughter. Isser Eishes Achiv is not going to be chal. So does that mean that I hold he's not married to my daughter? So how can I be Mesadik Kedusha? I can make a bracha. But God be me, he's not married to my daughter. God be the rest of the world, he's married to my daughter. But God be me, is my daughter my brother's wife? You understand what I'm asking? What? Everyone agrees he's married. I don't think anybody in their right mind would think it's a real shaila, no? Eishes ish is chal. Why is Eishes ish chal? Because it's an Isser that's vice of other people in the world. But the kuda that I want to point out is I think everybody would agree that I could go to the wedding and I could be Mesadik Kedusha or I could make brachis. Everyone's agreeing that he's really married to her. Just the Isser is not chal, and it's a chal. He's not chal, this is not chal. But Metzias, he's married. Right? This point that I'm making now is I think what Rabbi Chanan is making. Rabbi Chanan says, the Einish is not chal, the Isser is not chal, but Metzias is still Achais Ishta. So Rabbi Chanan says, Sibasa Isser is there. And therefore he's the far away Rishon Gemur. Rabbi Chanan, who says the Isser is not chal, is saying, but something is chal. So it's not shver from that Gemara, the far away Rishon Gemur. So I think what Rabbi Chanan is saying is this Nakuda. It could be that the Iss is Nachal, the Einish is Nachal, but the Chasen is Chal. The Mais is still my brother's wife. The second Isser is still there. So that, in Rebbe Chanan, I think the Kasha from the Kvar Merishan Gur is not so schwer because the Metzias is somehow still Chal without the Isser being Chal. It's still Eishes Achiv. The second Metzias of a case of Isser is still there, even though it's not Isser. No, but he's coming to answer the Kasha for that tomorrow. He's coming to answer the Prima Gadol's Raya. He's saying it to answer the Kasha. He writes Beferish. Therefore, it's not Shver and Nikfar Meir Shal Gmur. He's saying it to answer the question. Yeah. So he's saying that there's such a thing as Siba Se Isser without the Isser.
Why the
halacha
is not changing
the
Metzias? That's
the question. I have no question why. I just am looking to prove it. He's taking a sharp knife and cutting it, right? He's saying this is not chal, but the Metzias of the Isser is chal.
You're not answering the question.
But I'm proving that you agree with it. Everybody has to agree with me that the Metzias happened. You're right. He's just giving it a name.
Halacha says that halacha is not
Yeah, machir. Yeah, no problem.
And but he would punish him halachically
based on the mitzvah, but when halachically. Well, when he's buried by Rishon Gemurim, it's not a punishment. It's a mitzvah. We bury Rishon here. We bury him here. Sons of Machal Shabbos, Tinik Shenishba. Tinik Shenishba also doesn't get buried among firm people. No, it's not an einish. It's just the mitzvah of this person doesn't get buried with that person. It's not an einish to him. It could be a Tinik Shenishba. He's not going to get punished at all. Still is. Okay. We now, this week we learned Lifnei Iver and we learned Ein Yisachal Iser. Next week we're going to learn Loisis Gaididu. Loisis Gaididu is a bit of a long sugya, and it touches on the din of Achriyab Lahatis, the question of who the paskin like and how a person's naig if he's a das hamiyot. What you need to do for Sunday is to learn quite a big piece of Gemara. They're two short Gemaras, but then the stuff Megillah the Kreis, that's the beginning of the sugya of Leisus Gaididu. What you really need to do on Sunday is come early, because the Gemara has two parts. It has from Megillah the Kreis till Vahabe Shammai, the bottom line, where it comes back to our Mishnah. It's one piece of Gemara. Then Vahabe Shammatirin, and on is a second piece. It's sort of two nekudas in, but you really need to learn the Gemara at least down the narrow lines of the next Amid, so that it shouldn't happen that when we're learning this piece, you can ask me a question which is really in the Gemara later. Depends on the Gemara later. So Leisus Gaididu is very hard, especially to figure out when you say Leisus Gaididu, when you don't. In the Lamaisa today, where we live all to the mixed in the same shul, today the shuls have. In Asher we have four Siddurim. You have Nusach Svarad, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Ari, and then Nusach the Syrian community. So most of the Siddurim are Nusach Svarad. Most people don't have Nusach Svarad. We have four different Siddurim in Asher. That's what he's going to do. And we'll get to the Siddurim at the end of the Sugya. First we have to figure it out. So please make sure to have Havana. The Oroch Lener on this, on what he's going to do, is basic. I'm sorry, not Havana, the Karen Oira. Karen Oira on this Gemara is very basic. And the reason for what he's going to do, it's a shepherd's officer.